Gora-gra-ganya-gana-go-cha-go-do-ru-ha-ram Goranga-gura-tama-go-pya-da-kopa-briksham Gopala-gara-rati-dam-yati-singha-gora Govinda-deshi-kavaram-satatam-namami Vanchakopa-darubhischa Kripa-sindubhyeva-cha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Namo brindavanankaya tubhyam goloka molane purnabrahmata patraya. Namo govardhanaya cha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I feel very honored and blessed to be here again this year. We'll be speaking something for the next three mornings from 7:20 to 8:20 in the morning here about a very special series of prayers by Raghunath Das Goswami called the Sri Govardhana Basa Prarthana Dasakam, of which Sachinanda Maharaj just quoted the last verse. And these verses, we'll see how many we go through, maybe just two or three, four verses like that. These verses are very, very special. They're written in a special meter, which is called Malini. Malini means a young woman with a garland, or we could say it means a garland of verses, which is being offered by Tulsi Manjari, a young girl who's Raghunath Das Goswami, to Giri Govardhan. And therefore, he's put them in the Malini meter. And Raghunath Das Goswami didn't write in a philosophical kind of way. He wasn't writing exactly for posterity. These are just what in Sanskrit is called urdguna, which means literally like a volcanic eruption, just something which pours out of his heart. And these are, he's exposing his heart, and he's speaking about kandara. In the second verse, he says, kandare, kandare, te, speaking about the caves of Govardhan. That's a Sanskrit word, kandara. In Bengali, also Sanskrit, we say guha. Guha means cave. Guha also means heart, and guha also means something secret. So these 10 verses are like a secret look at the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami and his relationship with Giri Govardhan. And he explores many, many things. If we contemplate on it in a deep way, we can see that he speaks about Giriraj in terms of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. How Giriraj, what is my Sambandha with him? What is my Abhideya with him? What is the process I use to worship him? What is the Prayojan of my worship? What is the ultimate goal of that? And we can also see that Krishna has made Raghunath Das Goswami speak in such a way that it's also applicable for us. And that's another thing we want to explore. And we'd like to, I can say a few words just about the first verse. He says, the first verse is something of an opening. He says, Nija pati buja dandach pratam bhavam prapadya pati hati madadristo danda devinda garba atula pritula shaila shani bhupa priyam me nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. And in the very first verse, he speaks something about Indra, which is a very important subject for all of us. Although Raghunath Das Goswami is a Prayojan Acharya, and we can understand that if he's going to write something about Govardhan, it must be something very, very high, and we may think, well, this is really not something for me. But it is something also for us. And he shows us that in the very first verse, which speaks about three qualities of pride that Indra has, and we'll elaborate more on that later on. Three qualities of pride that Indra has, and how to approach Krishna by the mercy of Giriraj. We have to give up that pride. And there's a nice statement I was just reading recently, an excerpt from a lecture given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in 1926 in Ultadunga Road in Kolkata. And we know there was a very special person who was attending many of those Ultadunga lectures, and that was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And there's this one sentence from that lecture. It struck me very, very deeply, and I saw how this has great relevance toward Giriraj, and specifically also to this first verse of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he says that the artificial imitative path displayed by some so-called Mahajans is karma kanda, not bhakti. I'd like to pick this apart briefly with you. First of all, he's speaking about someone who's doing some activities like chanting Hare Krishna, some activities of Bhagavad Dharma, some activities that we might think of as bhakti. But he's saying they're not bhakti. And there's two disqualifications that they have. The first is that they're artificial. If it's something artificial, then it's not actually bhakti, but it's karma kanda. And the second is, if it's imitative. So bhakti by nature shouldn't be artificial or imitative. It should come from the heart. But we contemplate about Indra, and we'll speak a lot more about his position tomorrow morning. Indra was being artificial. He was trying to take the position of the Lord. He was trying to be something that he wasn't. And he was demanding respect. The Vaishnav system, and Indra is supposed to be a great Vaishnav, the Bhagavatam itself and the Charma Shloka, our most important verse, says, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mirdayanti Yuge Yuge, that Krishna comes again and again just to save Indra. Indra is not a small person. But Indra, he's demanding respect, that you should give this to me, which is artificial on his part, because he's not on that platform. He has some administrative position, but he's not actually on the topmost platform of bhakti. And the second thing is he's being imitative. He's trying to imitate great souls. And because of this, any respect given to him is karmakanda. And therefore, Krishna, when he saw that Nanda Maharaj and the Brijvasis were worshipping Indra, who is just an artificial, imitative person, although he's acting like a devotee, Krishna stopped them. No, we'll worship Giri Govardhan, because Giriraj is the greatest devotee. And as we'll find out through this Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, 10 verses, which are his prarthana, his crying out from the heart, for Govardhan Basa, for residents of Govardhan Hill, Raghunath Das Goswami reveals to us the absolute intrinsic importance of taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, and in particular, the importance of taking shelter of Giri Govardhan as a devotee. So, thank you very much. We'd like to hear something from Sachinanda Maharaj also. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj, okay.